So to Amar Rabbi Yehuda, sandal atofa bepishtom, a sandal that's sewn with pishtom, flax. Ein chelsimba, it's possible for chalitza. Actually, it's two pshotim. It means either the threads were pishtom or the lining was pishtom. The rest of the shoe is a regular shoe. Ein chelsimba, shenema ve'en alcha tachash. And the tachash is leather. So you see, and now it has to be made out of leather. This is the first Gemara. This is the Gemara, only Gemara. We have this idea that a nal is made out of leather. And therefore, the sandal of chalitza has to be pure leather. It can't even have a pishtun lining or pishtun threads. So maybe it's the imam shetachash. Maybe it can't even be other kinds of leather. So Gemara says, no, nal riba. For that, we have a riba. Inal riba, afilu kol mi linami. Im ken tochash mayahani le. So Mela, nal riba is that it doesn't have to be imam shetachash. But from Fen Alcha Tachash, we learn out that it has to be leather. So Chayr is right away a problem. What do you mean? How can Rav say that a sandal of chalitza has to be made out of leather because it says Fen Alcha Tachash? The Mishnah says that you can be chayr to the sandal slates. Right, the Mishnah that the Gemara talked about in Shabbos, this said that chalitza you can be chayr to the sandal slates. Shmuel said, it's a mayor. So you see that a sandal shleitz is kosher. Zok Tosfos. Sandal atofa bepishtom. Zok Tosfos. Rav sfir leke rabbonin de pligi ar mayor. The polag akava kiteya. The tamayim shim to be in a tachash. Aval a mayor le matzich el amidi de megid. Tosfos says that the pshat is the Rav who says that a sandal has to be made out of leather for chalitza, even though the Mishnah says in Yevamos that it does not need to be made out of leather, it can be made out of wood, the answer is the Mishnah is going like a mayor, that a kitei zeisiv a kapshalo, you see that a wooden shoe is called an al. But Rav Paskins like the chalkam and a mayor, meaning like a b'yaisi, that an al shalei, that a kavakiteya is, that you can't be yaisi and Shabbos with a kavakiteya. And the reason is because it's not leather, and this din of an al chatachash, you have to have leather. And Mimela, that's why Rav Paskin like Rabbi Yossi, right? Well, Tosfos was Rabban and the Pligir Ameir, it means Rabbi Yossi. Tosfos is using the Lashon Gemara Behemshach, but it means Rabbi Yossi. Rav Paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that you need an al chatachash, and that's why you're not Yossi b'kava kiteya. And from there, you learn a rule that a sandal shel chalitza has to be made out of leather. Because Rabbi Yossi says you can't wear a kava kiteya on Shabbos. Because not a shoe. Why is it not a shoe? Because of an al-chatachash. So here we have a Gemara, where Tosfos explains the Gemara. That the machaikas and Meir Rabbi Yossi is a bath in al-chatachash. The Meir says that the Yossi makava kiteya because you don't need an al-chatachash, you don't need leather. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, an al-chatachash. Nothing to do with a neshova bakel. So it's not, it's often a Gemara, it's against Rashi by us. Rashi Vayah and Yumo says that Rabbi Yossi, the reason why Rabbi Yossi says that a kava kiteya is not a shoe is not because it's not leather, but because it's not shava bakel, because most people aren't kiteyas. But if it was shava bakel, then it would be a shoe. Why it's not leather? Doesn't matter. And here we have Gemara. Rav says that you need to have dafka leather from Vinala Chatachas. L'chor the pshat has to be like Tosfos says that he's going like Rabbi Yossi. So you see, pshat and Rabbi Yossi is something else entirely. It's Vinala Chatachas. This Gemara, by the way, and with the way Tosfos explains it, fits very well with the Gemara in Shabbos. That Shmuel said that the machlekes are made of Yossi by Kava Kiteya is the same machlekes about sandal shalates. If you could be chalitz with the sandal shalates. Well, Shibshat is, the machlekes is eitz a shoe. Could you have a shoe made out of eitz? Rameya says Kava Kiteya, Yossi and Kava Kiteya, because a shoe could be made out of eitz. And Rabbi Yossi says no, because you need leather. So Meila says machlekes by chalitza. The Mishnah says he can be chalitz with a sandal shleitz. That's like a mayor. But Rabbi Yossi would say that that a sandal shleitz you can't be chalitz with because it has to be leather. And that's the member of Rav. The nalas have to be leather. It has to even be sewn with leather. It has to be even lined with leather because the din of an al chatachash is through and through. So it's a kasha rashi. So it's both from the passages of the Gemara and Shabbos. And from this Gemara over here in Yelamis, it would seem the Machlekes and Meir Nebiasi is about nothing to do with Shavuot. It's a Machlekes about wood. Can a wooden shoe be called a shoe? Or do you have to have dafka leather? And Meir says a wooden shoe is a shoe. And a Kavakete is just an example of a wooden shoe. And Nebiasi says, no, it has to be leather. That's what Shmuel says, that the Shulam equated Machlekes by Kavakete to the issue of Sandal Shalates by Chalitza. That's and that's Rav over here, that a sandal shalitza has to be made out of leather through and through. The Mishnah says sandal shalitza is kosher. Yeah, like Shmuel said, that's Rameir. Rav is passing like Rav Yasi. That's what Tosfos is saying. It's all very nice, but it's against Rashi and Yasin this again. And the Emma says Rashi himself says it too. Because later on in this sugya, in Kuf Beis and Beis, the Gemara has a kashin. This sugya Tosfos quotes. Tanya Kavasi Dero. It's a different Rob. It's not what we're talking about. Where is the Brisa? Chotza b'minol hanifram shechelev shechefes reif haregel. It's a torn shoe, but it's chefes reif haregel. Sandal hanifcha shemakabos reif haregel. That's so important to us. B'sandal shel sha'am. M'sha'am. Sha'am is by Agamara. Sha'am. A sandal shel sha'am. M'shel siv. B'kava kiteya. She did chalitza with the kava kiteya. The stump of the shoe of a kiteya. The mic, Bismichas Araglayim, Rashi's leg, mic is some kind of felt, hard felt, Bismichas Araglayim, Ben Poli Shalor, Bechales Mina Godel, Ben, the next Talmud. Ben Ayim Ben Yeshi Ben Muta Msuma Chalitzosik Shera. Aval B'minol Anif from Shein Chayfas Rav Regel B'sadol Anif Chashin Makabos Rav Regel Smich Zidayim Pali Shel Beged B'chaleses Menakotan Chalitzosik Psela Psula. So L'inyaneinu, what we need to know is that the Reisha says that a sandal shel eitz or a kava kiteya, that a kava kiteya is kosher for chalitzos, and the Seifa says that an Pali Shel Beged is fossil for chalitzos. And that the Gemara asks, Kava Kiteya Meni Rameiri. The ratio that says you can be chalitza of the Kava Kiteya, that's like Rameir, Disnan, Rameir, it's Disnan Akita Yeshiva Kavshle Div Rameir, Yeshi Oisir. On the other hand, Bian Pal Yishal Beged, Ason the Rabbonim. But the Sefer that says that an Pal Yishal Beged is no good, that's like the Rabbonim, meaning like Rabbi Yeshi. Here you see the Gemara calls Rabbi Yeshi the Rabbonim. That's why Tosfos called Rabbi Yeshi the Rabbonim. It's from this Gemara. Now, compare the Moses steer the ratio to the Sefer. The ratio says Kava Kitei is kosher. For Chalitza, that's like a mayor. The Sefer says that a Pali Shel Beged is possible. That sounds like Rabbi Yosi. So Tosfos is busy with this Gemara for his own purposes. We're not up to Tosfos here. Now, compare what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes here between Rameh and Rabbi Yosi? How does this Gemara understand? What's the Mekudas HaMachlekes between a Meir and Rabbi Yosi? And according to a Meir, Kava Kiteya is kosher, and an Apayu Shel Beged should also be kosher. According to Rabbi Yosi, Kava Kiteya should be no good, and an Apayu Shel Beged should also be no good. So Rashi says, and Pali Yishal Beged, the Ketani Sefer Al-Chil Chalitzos of Sulasson Rabban, and the Pligid there are Meir Bekava Kiteya. Al-Mudulay Havi Minol. There are Meir, Kavan the Kiteya Havi Minol. Quite a Meir that a Kava Kiteya is a Minol. Al-Mudulay Al-Chot Tachash Le Dayak. A Meir doesn't hold from an Al-Chot Tachash. So therefore, I'm Pali Nami, Nami Tevi Nal. But the Sefer, I mean, the Sefer Rabban, and Reisha the Kava Kiteya Nami Rabban, but Dayak Yivan Al-Chot Tachash. Maybe the Kava Kiteya is covered with leather. Or if I can't, maybe on Pali Shel Beged, since it's not Megan, it doesn't count as a Nalat for a different reason, because it's not Megan. Akaponet, it's Mefush in this Rashi, that the Machlekes Emei and Rebesi is around Ben Al-Chatachash. Rameir Darshan, he's Medaik Ben Al-Chatachash. Sorry, the Rameir does not darshan min al chatachash. So that's why a kava kitei, a leather shoe, is a wooden shoe. A kava kitei is a nal, because he doesn't have an al chatachash. And who adin on pali shul beged, the Gemara asks. And on the other hand, Rabbi Yossi holds from an al chatachash. And therefore, which the Gemara, the kitzur, it's mefurish and Rashi, the Rameir darshan min al chatachash, does not darshan min al chatachash, and that's why the wooden shoe is called the shoe. And Rabbi Yossi darshan min al chatachash, and that's why a wooden shoe is not a shoe. Who would the shul beg it? So Mefarish in this Rashi, like Chayra we saw in Rav before, that the Machlekes and Meir Rabbi Yossi is a bad van al chatachash. So again, it's against Rashi Vyasan Lasugi. Rashi Vyasan Lasugi says that there's no din that the Machlekes and Meir Rabbi Yossi is about Shavu Bakut. How could that be? It's against the Morin Shabbos. The Morin Shabbos is Medame, it compares it to Sandal Shalait. So what does Sandal Shalait have to do with Shavu Bakut? Which is this machlekes with shavah b'chayil and regel didei and nal didei. It's on the slates. If it is shavah b'chayil, it's shavah b'chayil. It's not shavah b'chayil, then it's not nal didei. So what does it have to do? It seems from the word in Shabbos, the machlekes is about nal shalates. And that's what Rashi in Shabbos, the Mamma says. Mantana, when he's explaining Shmuel, Mantana, who's the Tana who says that a nal shalates could be a nal? That a nal shalates could be a nal. So you see, the issue is nal shalates, not shavah b'chayil. The issue is nal shalates, and that's what, and the chori that we see in Rav. Rav says the din of an al chatachash. Where did we get it from, Rav? How could it be the din of an al chatachash? The Mishnah says he can be chayotz with the sandal shalates. The Teretz says the Mishnah's Rav Meir. Rav Yossi's chaylik. Rav is going like Rav Yossi. But then it's mukhuk that the machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yossi is a bad for an al chatachash. And that's what Rashi says back in the Hemshech HaSugya there in Yevamos, the Feirish. That the machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, like Tosfos said, that the machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yossi there in Yevamos, that the machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yossi is a machlekes bad for an al chatachash. So how does this sit with Rashi Vayas? Il Molly de Virashi. It wouldn't be so schwer. We could say that the Machlekes Emen Rabbi Yossi is about an al chatachash. And that's true across the board in Agamar and the Gemara in Yevamos, the Gemara in Shabbos, all Machlekes about an al chatachash. The Meir doesn't dash of an al chatachash, and Rabbi Yossi dashes of an al chatachash. Yeah, we would need to know, according to Rabbi Yossi, point to a mayor who does not darshan of an al chatachash, and he holds that his sandal shalates is called a sandal. So why is a sandal shalsham different? So that we would have to address. But other than that, and that's a terrible kasha, we could say terutzim. But the problem is Rashi. Rashi by us learns the machlekes a mayor of Yesi. It's about shavah b'chayil. Where Yesi also needs shavah b'chayil, the mayor holds it only shavah b'chayil. It's against the Gemara's. The other Gemara's to see the time of Rabbi Yossi is also an al chatachash. The kids in my time of Rabbi Yossi, the kash is my time of Rabbi Yossi. Rashi says time of Rabbi Yossi is because you need shavah b'chayil. If time of Rabbi Yossi is you need shavah b'chayil, so what do you do? And then presumably time of their mayors because now the day, so what do you do with Gemara Shabbos? What do you do with Gemara Yevamos? Even if we'll say maybe we could say that Rabbi Yossi also needs Shavah Bakol, but Rabbi Meir, it's not that he holds that it's now the day, like Rashi says in Shabbos. Rashi doesn't really say Rabbi Meir. Explain Rabbi Meir. Maybe Rabbi Meir holds you don't need Shavah Bakol, you don't even need now the day. Anything is good, anything goes. And then the Gemara Shabbos we could live with. Then the Gemara Shabbos we could say that a Sandal Shel Eitz is not Shavah Bakol. It's not Nal Didei, but it's not Shavah B'Kol. Nobody wears an Al Shalates. So Rabbi Yossi holds it's no good. It's not Shavah B'Kol. And maybe Rabbi Meir holds it's good because you don't need Shavah B'Kol at all. You don't even need Nal Didei. People are asking Shabbos, they're not the way. But let's say, the Gemara Shabbos will be so terrible. But the Gemara Yevamos is still going to be Gaval. Still going to be terrible. The Gemara Yevamos says that is Machshma, and Rashi's Beferish, that there's a drosha of an al-chatachash. It can't be a mayor, it must be Rabbi Yossi. So you see, time of Rabbi Yossi is also an al-chatachash, as Rashi over this is beferish. And Rashi also says time of Rabbi Yossi is because it's not shavu makom. That's a vadistir. I had a thought. That was the kasha. Let's look back at the Gemara Yevamos. The price in Yevamos, one that the Gemara is asking from the ratio to the Sefer. Again at the Bryson. Chotzu b'minol hanifim shechayfes rei v'regel b'sandal hanifim shemakabus rei v'regel b'sandal shel sha'am. And the hemshich is chalitzosik shera. So right away there's a problem here. What's the problem? What? Joey, what's the problem?
If sandal shall sham, it's l'chulei alma, not even a sandal at all.
Right. How can this price say, even if the reishis are mayor, you see it says kaved, you'd be chaylitz with the reishis is a mayor there, right? Even if the reishis are mayor, it says that you could be chaylitz with a kavakiteya, but a sandal shall sham is about not a sandal. It says, but yeah, that's an agamar. Agamar says that even according to a mayor, a sandal shall sham is nothing. Agamemnon holds are basically even made to a mayor. Rabbi says are basically even made to a mayor. That a sandal shalates is a sandal. But a sandal shasham is about and not a sandal. So we said, because not shalva b'koil, maybe this other hezber, and whatever the hezber is, but it's black and white in Agamemnon that a sandal shasham is not a sandal. That's where Yeshua Levi was yaitzi with sandal shasham. And in this price it says that you could be chayos with a sandal shasham. You can't say that Rabbi Shuvah Levi who allowed you to go out in the sandals of Sham was because he held like a Yasi that only leather. Because Rabbi holds his no Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi in Agamara says that Rabbi Yasi is made to turn there. Just like Zerah Shabbos that he might come to carry. And nonetheless, the sandals of Sham is mutter. And Yom Kippur. You see the fairies that the sandals of Sham is mamish nothing. And it's mukhag in the sugi anyway. You see the sugi only asked in Rabbi Yasi, not in a mayor. Rabbi Meir was good. That's why the Gemara's answer. Rabbi's answer is Rabbi Yasi is really made to turn there. The kasha of the chatchila was only Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Meir, there was never a kasha in the first place. We spoke that first thing when we learned the sugya. Rabbi was only asking from Rabbi Yosi, not from Rabbi Meir. Why isn't it sure from Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir says that a kavakitei is a shul. So if a kavakitei is a shul, so how come you can wear a sandal shul sham? A kochach, a sandal sham is worse. Whatever the reason is, we said chayr lefirashi because it's not shalva bakal. But in this price, it says that you could wear it and you could be chayrus with it. Taisus asked the kasha. Taisus there in Yevamos says the kasha and he buys by a kasha. Here's the kasha of Hashem. Here, by the kasha. So I had a thought. Maybe Rashi holds that it's Takamachikas. The Brisa says that you could be chayot with a sandal shel sham. That Brisa holds, you don't need shavu bakel. You don't even need didei. There's no didei over there. There's no sandal didei. There's no nal didei either. It's not a kiteya. It's not. You don't need shavu bakel. You could have a sandal that nobody else wears. It's also a sandal. Also a nal. Rabbi Shulman Levi was Yotzeh b'sandal shel sham held that you need Shavah b'kotel. It's a whole shaila about this, Rabbi Shulman Levi is a Tana or not. Rabbi Shulman Levi is mentioned in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, and the Rambam in the Kadama to Perish Mishnah is listed Rabbi Shulman Levi as a Tana. So shaila in the Sfarim to talk about these things. So Rabbi Shulman Levi a Tana. Maybe Rabbi Shulman Levi takes chaylik on this price. Shulman Levi was Yosef with sandals, sham, he held in each other back up. So maybe like this. According to Agamar, Agamar is going with Rabbi Shulman Levi that you need Shavah Bakel. It says in Sandals of Sham that you need Shavah Bakel. So if you need Shavah Bakel, then it's Mistaber that time of Rabbi Yossi, why Kaba Kitei is no good, is because that's Shavah Bakel. And Rabbi Meir holds that it's Sandal Didei. That's the simple pshat in the Meir Rabbi Yossi. Avadi could action zoch, he could say not, maybe he could say that a kava kiteya is called shava bakel because it's shava for all the kiteyim. Like, what Rav Meir holds that it's naldi day, you could say maybe Rabbi Yossi also agrees really that it's naldi day, but Rabbi Yossi has a different issue because it's not the nalchatachas, you have to have leather. Avadi, you could say that way. But Avadi, the yashrus is, if you hold like Rabbi Shulman Levi, that there's a concept of that there's a concept of shava bakel, which is, it's muchach and Rabbi Shulman Levi in shava bakel, because that's the heter of Naal Shal Sham, is that it's not Shova Bakoil. So now, about this simple pshat in Rabbi Yossi, simple pshat in Rabbi Yossi, is that a Kava Kiteya is not a Naal, because it's not Shova Bakoil. And a mayor says, no, it is Shova Bakoil, because it's Naal Didei, it's Shova for lame people, for crippled people, it's for people like him, it's Shova. That's why Rashi Bayas learns that that's Machlek Zemein Rabbi Yosef. If you hold like a Bishum Levi, then a Nal Shal Sham is not a Nal, then that's the Yashus, that's Machlek Zemein Rabbi Yosef. But Rashi in Yavamis, the Gemara in Yavamis holds like the Brisa, that a Nal Shal Sham is a good Nal. That means the Gemara over there is going that you don't need Shavah Bakel. If you don't need Shavah Bakel, so my time with Rabbi Yosef must be, it's a new halacha, because it has to be leather, but no chatachash. Based on that, Rav said, you need an al-chatachash. Even Tofer B'pishton is no good. Rashi Yavamis is going with Rav. He's going with that, with that Malach, with Rabbi rather. Is Rabbi there or Rav? Rabbi Rav Yudom or Rav? It's Rav. Rashi is going like Rav. He has to go be going like Rav. He's going in the Brisa of Naal Shal Sham. The Brisa that the Gemara is talking about is the Brisa that says that Naal Shal Sham is a good Naal. It could be Chayl, so the Naal Shal Sham. That Brisa holds, you don't need Shavah Bakel. And yet the Gemara is done. The Reish is Rav Meir. The Sefer is Rav Yossi. What Rav Meir and what Rav Yossi? The answer is, because if you don't need Shavah Bakel, what are Meir and Rav Yossi arguing about? They're arguing about Fenol Chatachash. That's what Rashi said in Yavamas. And then we can say, the Sugin Shabbos is on Derech Zeh. The Sugin Shabbos with Shmuel is Medame, Kava Kiteya, to Sandal Shel Eitz. What's the Dimyon? Kava Kiteya is a special issue. It's not Shavah Bakel, but maybe it's Shavah for all those lame people. So maybe it is Shavah Bakel. So what does that have to do with Sandal Shel Eitz? Teretz is the Gemara in Shabbos is going like the Gemara in Yavamis. Gemara in Shabbos is going like the Gemara in Yavamis. Gemara in Shabbos is going like the Gemara in Yavamis. So Mele, the Machlek is not about Shavah Bakol. You don't need Shavah Bakol. Now Shabbos is also now. So what's the Machlek? It's the Machlek is about the Melchot Tachash, and that's the Gemara in Shabbos. That could be a mahalach, it's a little bit of football, but that could be, I don't know if it's really called football. It's mukhla, the pastors in Rashi is Rashi of Yos and Shabbos not going like the Gemara in Yavamas. I mean, that's not a pilpul, that's clear. Rashi of Yos is not going like Rashi in Yavamas. L'chari is not going like the Gemara in Yavamas. The Gemara in Yavamas says there's an issue of an al-chatachash. So I'm just saying, what's the cheshbon? The cheshbon is because Agamor goes like a Pshimu Levi that then a Naal Shal Sham is not a Naal. So you see, they need Shavah Bakel. That's Machlek is a man of Yosef. So that's how Rashi learns. The Gemara, the Brice in Yavamis holds, you don't need that Naal Shal Sham is a Naal. You don't need Shavah Bakel. So what's Machlek is a man of Yosef? Like Rav said, the Naal Chatachash. Very good. And the Gemara in Shabbos, all Derech Zeh. There's one fly in the ointment, and that is that then if that's the case, then why does Rashi on the Mishnah in Shabbos, when he's explaining to Rav Meir that a Kitei is Yosef B'Kapshuloi, so Rashi says because it's Naal Didei. Al Didei, it sounds like Rashi is saying, so therefore I don't care that Rashi is addressing, it's not Shoveh B'Koil. So Rashi says, no, but it's not Al Didei. That sounds like there is an initial Shoveh B'Koil. I need Rashi to explain to me, no, but it's not Al Didei. The way I'm saying now, the Gemara and Shabbos going like the Gemara and Yevamos, you don't need Shoveh B'Koil. Now Shoveh Shabbos is also a now. Maybe it's not so schwer. Maybe when Rashi and Shabbos says that it's Naal Didei, Rashi doesn't mean to address, like I was explaining up till now, that Naal Didei means I is not Shoveh B'Koil, but it's Shoveh for all the Kittim, so it's Naal Didei. Maybe that's not the Pshat. The Gemara and Shabbos holds a no issue of Naal Didei, of Shoveh B'Koil. Rashi over there doesn't mention anything about Shoveh B'Koil. It's Muchel from Shmuel, who compares it to Naal Shel, to Sandal Shalei, said it's not a Gemara about, it's like we don't care about Shoveh B'Koil. When Rashi says that a Kaveh Kitei is Naal Didei, he's addressing a different issue altogether. That a Kaveh Kitei is not a Naal, it's a prosthetic. It's a prosthetic. It's not his Naal, it's his foot. So with what is it a Naal altogether? So I says, no, that's Naal Didei. A prosthetic foot is a Naal for a person who doesn't have a foot. Because it protects his leg, but it protects the bottom of his leg. It's not addressing the Shoveh B'Koil. He's addressing Stam Shatovna. What's it just Pashup Shat? Why is it called a Naal at all? Don't think of it as a Naal, it's a prosthetic. So he says, no, it's Naal Didei. And Rabbi Yossi agrees to that. Just Rabbi Yossi also need an Ocha Tachash. Okay, so I'm going to stop here. So I thought I said at the beginning of the year, this, I want to do this first, because this just gives us a structure. We'll see maybe there's other Mahalkim and Rishonim how to handle all of this. But just what we worked through in Rashi, we saw a lot of things. You know, normally you go through Gemara Shitaisis, then you go through other things. But here we have now a superstructure. We see how the Tzuras of the Shmaitzel, how the different sugyas impinge on each other. The three sugyas, the sugya in Yevamos, the sugya in Shabbos, the sugya Bayas. And how Rashi, see how a Mahalach and Rashi, maybe how Rashi dealt with it. Finally, we see the issues. And from this, we can go on to see more. See how Tzuras addresses the issues and stuff. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem, we have to see the Tzuras Bayas. We have to see that there's Tzuras in. There, over there by the Sugin Yevomas, Kubbeis and Medbeis, some interesting places, and by Rava, by Ben Olcha Tachash. Just to mention just one thing, the Kitzer, Taisus over there brings from Rabbeinu Tam, that because it's a drosha of an Olcha Tachash, so a sandal of Chalitza has to be made from the Or Behema Torah, from a kosher animal, because a Tachash is a kosher animal. So the Hora, I had a Hora. If the din of an Olcha Tachash is a din not only by Chalitza, but it's a din by Shabbos, and it's a din by Yom Kippur. That's Rashi says that the Machlekes are made in a base. He's about Ben Olcha Tachash. So Hayala Ladas, that you're only allowed to wear on Shabbos the shoes that are made out of kosher animals? Because otherwise not a Naal? Ben Olcha Tachash? Or Hayala Ladas, that in Yom Kippur you're allowed to wear leather shoes as long as it's made from alligator skin? Because it's not a kosher animal, so it's not Ben Olcha Tachash. So Chayes Lo Yitochen. I think it's Muchel that Rabbeinu Tam held the din of Ben Olcha Tachash is only by Chalitza. But that means, Rabbeinu, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we have to rethink all the Gemaras. That means that the Rameir and Rabbi Yossi are not arguing about Ben Olcha Tachash. Because they're arguing about Shabbos. Shabbos, there's no din by Shabbos that it has to be a kosher animal in order to wear. So it must be not a Machlekes of Ben Olcha Tachash. Then I say, I think it's Shitosa Taisus over there, Yevamos Kufkim. We'll take a look. The Taisus learns the Machlekes and Meir Abyesi by the Bryce over there, on the bottom of Kufkim and Abyesi, Kufkim Alav. Taisus learns Machlekes and Meir Abyesi Takan is not about Ben Olcha Tachash. I think it's going with Shitosa with Rabbeinu Tam. Anyway, there's lots of wheels here to turn. But at least we have a Haskalah Zoram to see how, in the spreadsheet of the Sugyas, we have Haskalah Zoram to see how everything is connected. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi. Yeah. Thank you.